what we get at the board meeting this week, Tom?
That's right. Well, as you note, it was an unusual day for the board meeting on a Thursday. We normally meet on Monday or Tuesday once each month. But the board members heard things were going to be busy around Washington next Monday and Tuesday, and they might.
What do you mean? What's going on?
Yeah. So we held it on a Thursday, and I appreciate you checking in on Friday afternoon to find out what we did. The first thing, of course, we run through the numbers involving the TSP, and board members noted there were two milestones that we passed in the month of December. First of all, we crossed into 4 million territory in the total number of participant accounts. We now have 4,038,000 accounts.
Wow.
In the TSP. And a second milestone in that same area, over 1 million of those accounts are held on behalf of individuals who have separated from federal service. So they have either retired or gone on to another job but decided to leave their money in the TSP, at least for now. So that was an interesting number from the meeting. In terms of operations, we have, for the past few weeks, been hustling a little bit to implement provisions of a law that was signed on December 23rd, 2008, just before Christmas, that had a provision in it. It was a tax bill to help reduce the impact of the economic downturn on retired Americans. This affects approximately 75,000 of our participants who are age 70 and a half or older. And under tax law, once you reach age 70 and a half, you have to begin receiving what are called required minimum distributions.
Mm-hmm.
This is where your uncle, who has encouraged you to save for all these years by giving you a tax break on it, forces you to start withdrawing your money so he can tax both the principal and the interest as it's withdrawn. This change in law suspends what is called the required minimum distribution for 2009. So what we had to do is scurry around and figure out a way to do this without dramatically affecting the programming that's in place to pay required minimum distributions to our 75,000 folks, and to do it quickly so they could take advantage of it. So a notice has gone up on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And is being mailed to our 75,000 participants, explaining that they may now ratchet back their contributions if they're over age 70 and a half. Most of our folks who are in this status are receiving monthly payments, and they use those monthly payments to satisfy the RMD. And they will have a special opportunity to ratchet back their monthly payment amount to as little as $25 if they choose to do so.
We've got a link to the TSP website, tsp.gov, on the Daily Debrief page on federalnewsradio.com. Is there any buzz or any interest from anybody in either making that permanent or at least extending it beyond 2009? Because with the number of folks that are sticking around, you might wind up in a couple of years with folks who are trying to contribute and having to withdraw at the same time.
Well, actually, we have solved that problem because we got this was about 15 years ago, got a provision in law that said if you're still employed, you do not have to take the required minimum distribution.
Mm-hmm.
So if folks are still working, they don't have to take it. But to your question on is there buzz about changing it permanently, yes. Legislation has already been introduced to extend it to 2010.
Uh-huh.
And another proposal has been around for a number of years to raise that 70 and a half to age 75, just
uh-huh.
in recognition of the fact that we're all living longer and people are retiring later. And,
yeah.
So we'll see what develops there.
Because as I follow this on, you know, some of the financial channels and so forth, they're talking about the possibility of people being in a position TSP-wise where they're still selling low, you know, a couple years out from now.
That's right. And that's one of the reasons why it's important and why we developed the life cycle fund, so that as you approach the time when you're drawing down, many participants like to reduce their risk exposure. So they're not there at a time when they're very close to withdrawing, either through choice or through these required minimum distributions, and their account takes a huge hit because it does. You're right. If you have to take it out when the value of your shares is way down, you just don't have a chance to recover.
And the newsletter going out very soon.
That's right. It should be out there already, and it's up on the website. And what we do there is focus on why it's still a good time for investing in the TSP.
Very nice.
Because the stock market's on sale. It's a big sale.
That is one of the reasons. You're absolutely right. Plus, there's always the April 15th is just around the corner, and you do save taxes by putting you save taxes today by putting money in the TSP. Also, the matching contributions. If you're prefers employee.
Mm-hmm.
The dollar cost averaging you get to do, in addition to it being on sale, if you want to run in and buy everything in the store, you can still buy something every 2 weeks, and you're still getting a good deal. And the younger you are, you can take on the risk. And this is an area where market timing might make some sense, as you know, because we are down so far, to get yourself positioned for it. Administrative expenses remain low, and if you don't want any risk at all, we and only we have that G fund.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Another item that we discussed, if you have a moment longer.
That's what I was going to ask. Anything else that people should know about?
Well, there is. And what we discussed, the other matter we discussed at length, involved legislation. Now, this was it's the first meeting of the new year, but it's also the first meeting in which the 111th Congress has been seated, the 110th having ended sine die. And so the legislation that was pending in the Congress and had actually passed the House dies with that Congress, and we have to start all over again. As you may recall, the board last year sent up a proposal requesting automatic enrollment of new employees and L fund defaults. Congress, in working through that measure, added three additional features: a Roth feature, a mutual fund window, and immediate employer contributions for new FERS hires. So that legislation passed the House but never got considered in the Senate, so we have to start all over again. So the board, we discussed those provisions as well as two others, one of which was suggested to us by the unions and associations representing federal employees. That's the issue of creating accounts for surviving spouses of TSP participants and just allowing them to leave their money on account with the TSP, as well as a proposal that we are looking at here at the agency to obtain administrative subpoena authority in cases of fraud. Right now, what we do is work with the Secret Service, the Justice Department, to try to work with financial institutions where funds may have been fraudulently sent. One of the things that we found out is it's very important to get on these things very quickly. That's when you have the best rate of success. And as you might imagine, over the next 5 days, for instance, we're not on the top of the list for the Secret Service. They have other duties.
They're busy. Once again, what's going on?